You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. 5 o'clock. Great to have you with us. If you're looking for something not Detroit Lions related, we did a couple hours on it. The urgency index. One, some, none, all. What teams in this town need to push the rev limiter? Odyssey.com rewind for that. We are talking Lions. ESPN did their tour stop. And maybe the way to alter it a little bit is this. What gives you more concern? The fact that Jared Goff's going to have more on his plate with less help up front and no Ben Johnson, or the fact that according to people ESPN and Jeremy Fowler spoke to, Marcus Davenport is the linchpin of the defense.
That one, yeah. Jared Goff may be able to go out there and get it done. Davenport, got to stay healthy. I mean, if he got to 11 games, it's like, wow.
You throw a party.
Right.
But I'm more concerned about the Goff thing. Because there's only a couple of quarterbacks in this league that are that dude. And I think Jared Goff's a very good player, but he's not one of those guys that I want to have in complete control of the offense, have complete autonomy and authority over the offense. And I do think it was collaborative, and I do think Ben Johnson brought the best in him. And I do think you're going to miss Ben Johnson. Because there is an element of this that sometimes the people who are not on the field are able to put you in a better position than you even realize because you're too close to it. Ben Johnson had a real knack for dialing up the right thing at the right time, including, by the way, some of the most absurd but well-timed trick plays the league has seen in the last decade. I'm concerned overall about the Lions. But the Jared Goff thing, yeah, of course I'm concerned. Ben Johnson, now he's going to have more ability to get things he wants in the playbook. I don't know, man. There are very few quarterbacks I'm good with at that level. But I want to know what you guys think. And let's include the Davenport thing. The thing, Rico, this is what I question. And I want to make sure I read the quote again. But think about this. A team in a Super Bowl window is putting so much faith in a guy that's played 3 games in 2 years and has missed 66% of his career games. Is that wise?
It's not, but it's what they have to do because it's the situation you put yourself in. That you didn't really bring in somebody else because you figured he's going to be healthy this year.
Why do you figure that? From an evidentiary standpoint, what suggests that?
They didn't go out to make any type of improvements or bringing another body in on that defensive line. They're really heavily invested in him and their 6th-round pick that they took in the draft.
Got it. Okay, so here is the portion about Davenport. Just so if you don't want to talk about Goff, you've got something. And these are not my words. They talk about, I want to get to, I apologize. Here we go. So he's practicing very well. He has played in just 6 games in 2 years due to injuries. I said 3. I apologize. He's really the key component to the defense, to be honest. One person with the team told me he's going to be big for us. Hard to be big if you're in a hospital bed at Beaumont.
Yes.
But what's your concern level with these things? And the Goff thing, look, it's okay to say you're not as confident. It's okay to say you're every bit as confident. Maybe you've come around on Goff and you think he can go another level up. I don't. I think the guy has played the best football of his life, but there's no more there. There's no more of more. He doesn't have more.
Right.
I mean, think he's maxed his abilities, and he did it with arguably the best OC in the league.
Yeah.
Now he leaves all-pro center who, okay, fine, he was above average last year. He's still Frank Ragnow, and you lose Zeitler? Put it all together, I'm less confident. Where are you as a fan? The Davenport thing, Rico and I are... I just go, oh, my God, they put a lot of faith in this guy. You better be right.
Yeah. And the Goff thing is just, basically you're putting him in charge. I don't feel comfortable because I don't think that he's that playmaking type of quarterback. He's a good quarterback. He's very precision. He's got the precision. He was perfect last year in some games. He looks like the type, you give him the play and he can execute it. But have him think on the fly, and I don't think that's his strong point. That's not a knock on him. Every quarterback has their strengths.
I like structure for Jared Goff.
Yes.
And
I give him structure, he'll go 18 for 18.
And their infrastructure got attacked. That's what happens to good teams. Mm-hmm. So 248-539-9797. Let's get to the people. See where everybody's at. And again, if you want to just attack one of them, not both, that's fine too. Mike is up next, 97.1. Mike, thanks for hanging on. What's going on? You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com. What's going on?
What's going on, Mike? You doing all right? What's going on, Rico?
Hey.
Oh, man. I am just as confident in Jared Goff, man. I was calling a bunch last year. Yeah. And you can quote me on this, man. I mean, you could tell with training camp. I think it's going to be not 15-2, but I think dropping down to 9 or 10 wins is ridiculous. I think we're going to be right in the 12 range. You look at Chicago Bears, you look at their training camps, they look terrible. They're not clicking. Whatever Johnson's trying to do over there, they're looking like a JV football team. And you look at our training camps, we're looking pretty good.
Can I offer you one thing about training camp? And I mean, Mike, listen, enjoy it. Do whatever you want with it. I don't care about training camp, good or bad. Do you remember when Ja'Marr Chase couldn't catch a football in training camp and he was being called a bust? He's proceeded to be the best receiver in football.
And Mike, I would say this, as far as training camp goes, if you're believing all of that, then what the heck happened last Thursday?
I don't know. But do you also remember last year when Washington made it with the first-year OC and DC? I mean, it can't happen.
Sure. Let's be fair about something now. Now, hold on. Their quarterback is wholly generational.
Jared Goff's no Jaden Daniels. I will say that.
That's all I'm saying now. Because Jaden Daniels, when things broke down, ran for 891 yards last year.
I just feel like you're knocking my boy Goff too much.
I'm not knocking him. I'm the one who's defended him.
And think about this. For the Prop Bet Casino, we had Goff. For Prop Bet Casino, we had Goff over 4.5 yards.
Right. Mike, I'm not knocking him in the least. I'm just saying. But no, I mean, look. But you're every bit as confident. And that's fine.
I am fully expecting. You can quote me on this. I'll call back when the season's over.
Okay.
I'm 12-13 wins. We're right back in it. We're right there.
Mike, I'll tell you right now, if you offered me a piece of paper to sign that they could have 12, I'd sign it today. Love it. It would be amazing. But, Mike,
12 probably wins you the division.
I don't have the warm and fuzzies. By the way, did you see the Rakestraw news?
Yeah. Out for a significant.
Campbell was like, it's not his fault. I feel awful for the kid. It'll be a while. I'm like, okay, he's dead. Mm-hmm.
That's one of those, a while sounds like check back with me around half of the season, and maybe he'll be back. And think, he didn't play last year either. That was a second-round pick.
Go to Mike, 97.1. Mike, what's going on, buddy?
Nothing much. Is this the right Mike from Detroit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because you said Mike the first time. I just was talking.
Oh,
was
no. I'm sorry, Mike.
No problem. I was just calling to mention to you guys, everybody talking about the windows closing on the Lions. But what y'all got to remember is the Lions was in a house fire. The windows open because they got everybody out. Now that everybody's out, let's see what we're going to do. Because we ain't been nothing for a long time. So the window was just opening for us to get out of a burning house. Because we was playing in a burning house for years. That's my take on that. Now, as far as Jared Goff's not a remote control kind of quarterback. he plays all his receivers. If you look at the stats, everybody gets some action. So you can't blame it on that. I think Ben Johnson's going to miss Jared Goff more than Jared Goff missed Ben Johnson.
Really?
And that's my comment for today.
Okay. And Mike, listen, I know right now it's in vogue. The Bears, and specifically Caleb Williams, is a punching bag. I think there's something weird going on here with the Caleb Williams thing because he's kind of a weird guy. Mm-hmm. I think he's just an easy target, and I think it's very easy to do it. You know what I don't care about? Some training camp highlight.
Well, here's the thing. As far as the Ben, like Goff may Ben Johnson, remember, the Rams couldn't get rid of Goff fast enough. They threw in extra picks for you to take Goff. And we'll take Stafford. We'll go win with Stafford.
They helped each other.
Right. It, when that trade happened, everybody thought the two first-round picks were the best part of the trade. Jared Goff was a throw-in. So, yeah, I'm going to say that Ben Johnson kind of resurrected his career and not the other way around. Because he had other offensive coordinators, and he was okay.
This is the other problem. You're not going to get an honest take about a divisional rival. Because fans hate these teams, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But I
one drop pass, and oh, look at the Packers. They suck.
Look,
okay.
Jordan Love's another guy who I think has top five upside. You know what I don't want Jordan Love having? Complete autonomy over the offense.
Yeah. Fair.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not like my opinion is just a Goff thing. And as far as the Bears go, look, maybe the Bears and Vikings end up stinking. Maybe Caleb can't play football. Maybe J.J. McCarthy's awful. The supporting cast that they have put around each of those young quarterbacks is immense.
Well, Mike, I think it's a little bit of copium because you need Caleb Williams to be bad. So then therefore you could say, see, Ben Johnson wasn't the genius that we all thought he was. If Caleb Williams goes out there and plays and has a fantastic season, you got to give credit to Ben Johnson. And I don't think Lions fans want to do that. That's just me. That's how I see it. Is everything that the Bears do is like, oh, my God, look at this. Because you need them to be bad so that you can say, see, it wasn't Ben Johnson.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femenino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.